How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
NYC, I give you the warning, this is Confidently Insecure Podcast, starring Zach singing Annie Noe's Towers,
and Kelsey Annie's backup, Dara.
You're giving me the understudy role?
I guess so. I just realized, I don't think we introduced ourselves last episode.
We didn't, but I blame the election.
That is one thing. We can blame everything on the election.
And you know what else? I'll say this.
Okay.
I was going to do like a real post-election episode today because I was like, we should give it its space. But instead, we're doing a whole throughout history.
Yeah. F everything.
Because this whole deserves to be heard over all the bullshit that's happening right now. And I still don't have a grip on what I want to say about it. So I'm doing the next best thing.
You're marinating.
Yeah. Ooh, steak.
But we're not jumping right into the hoe.
We will sooner than we normally do because hoes throughout histories are usually a full episode.
Oh, but isn't it like an after the break type thing?
No, it's definitely a start before the break.
Really?
Pause in the middle of a break and then.
So then do we do bing bong?
Yes, we'll never not bing bong.
What, do you have one?
Since I saw you last night?
Yeah.
I told you I'm just like having one of those days where I've realized I've taken on too many businesses that don't make enough money where I'm like, oh, I'm doing this startup, this project, this thing. And I'm like, none of them are $1 billion money makers for me to keep spreading my dick so thin. Like I need to actually probably cut the fat on projects.
Spreading the dick too thin and cutting the fat is like there's so much not goodness mixed up in there. Like just, I need to trim the foreskin of my work.
The
life
butthole
balance.
Hairs need to be burnt.
I like that it's like, how does she do it? And you're like, I don't know.
I don't. Not well. I'm just having one of those days where I'm like, reel it back, Kels. Go back to like, what is your like, who are you as a person, as an entertainer?
Totally.
Like, what do I really want to do? But then when I say that, I say the 5 things that I'm like trying to do. So I don't know. I don't know anything.
Really?
I don't know anything.
Well, okay, wait. How's stand-up going?
I like the process. I have zero energy to go to open mics.
Yeah, but the mics are not fun.
I'm loving the writing process.
Okay, well, that's great.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm telling you, I don't know how often you do it, but you kind of did it with like the fruit by the foot thing, or fruit roll-up thing. You
make
can say your bits to camera.
Yeah, I need to be doing that.
Well, I'm not need. Like, I'm just saying.
No,
like,
I should.
If you don't have the energy to go, but you love the writing process,
do fucking it on
let them fling. Let them fly.
Let them fly. And some of them in the past did do well. So you're right.
There you go.
How's your bing bong?
Okay,
bing
my bing bong. Housekeeping. My bing bong is an iconic, like, struggle. And that is when you go to the doctor and it's like a hot substitute doctor instead of your doctor.
No.
Have you ever experienced this?
Many times. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
But I know. I like literally, because I go from like kind of slouching whatever on my phone and it's like this young hot doctor walks in. I go,
I'm fine, actually.
Hi,
I'm healed.
Hi.
I can leave.
And so, of course, I'm like, again, like I must be getting really good at comedy because I'm making people laugh
left and right
all over the place.
That's our fucking superpower though, is you can turn any situation into a show.
Totally. It's that thing though of when you're talking to someone who doesn't have a sense of humor,
yes,
and it's like our kryptonite because we're
yes.
like,
why aren't you fucking laughing?
Yeah, and also, like, what do I do?
Yeah, I don't know how to, like, interact with a human without being like, joke, 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 joke.
Totally.
Literally, I had to do a Zoom with a German doctor, I think I told you the other day, because I'm going to Germany try this experimental treatment.
Thing.
Yeah, he was incredible, because he, like, cares about humans and is, like, not trying to milk people for all they're worth. But I kept zinging them left and right.
And did he pick them up?
Half the time. Yeah. German is a tough one.
Also, Zoom.
Zoom.
And, like, his time is so valuable. He's like, this bitch keeps making jokes.
Like, I am not your little audience. I'm trying to save lives. Woman.
Yeah. But this goes further.
Oh, God.
So I had the doctor.
Did you get blown by the doctor in the waiting room?
No, it would have been me blowing him situation.
Okay. Okay.
And I hope he's gay. And if you're listening, I would love for you to step forward and, like, disobey HIPAA, look up my address, come visit me.
Okay.
But he's like, young hot doctor. And then, Physical talk. And he's like, you haven't had an anal pap smear. And I
I'm sorry.
First of all, did we know that anal pap smear was a thing?
This man just made it up.
It's bagel.
This man made it up.
Anal pap smear.
What do you mean anal pap smear, bitch?
Well, they
you don't have a culture in your butthole.
I have culture everywhere.
First of all.
If my butthole is one thing, it's cultured.
It's been around the world. You do
my
not have...
is a world market cost plus.
It's a Hobby Lobby, okay? Yeah. Anything you need, it's in there.
Not Hobby Lobby.
Oh, yeah, he's
we don't do Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, never mind.
Listen, so he was like, I'm going to look through your record, but it may be...
I'm going to look through your butthole. Let me just skim through these areas.
I'm going to look through your...
Let me finger your record through.
And see if you're due for one. It is good to, like, keep
Hold on. I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep stepping on your story, but this man is a substitute doctor taking it on himself to look through your anal pap smear records.
Get this.
Was it his first day?
My doctor... also enters the room. He might be not in residency, but maybe he's a fresh doctor.
This sounds like the beginning of a porn.
I know. And I forgot that my doctor is kind of like daddy hot. Like salt and pepper hair. Now I'm making them both laugh.
Shit.
And then so like Kelsey, I kept making them laugh. And I showed them my toenails because I was like, let's fix these. No, look at them. Okay, so I got
no,
it here.
Don't
look.
Get us more demonetized. Look. Okay, they look better.
Yeah. So anyway, they're basically both holding like a foot and like looking at it. I'm like, mm-hmm. It had a lot of porn, porn moments.
I'm still not over the fact that now your actual doctor comes in and is like, whoa, hold on. Is someone trying to do an anal pap smear without me?
Did I hear anal pap smear?
I'm curious why did your doctor stay in there once that doctor was there? Why did you have two doctors?
Well, I think it must have been a practicum thing because he was like, he was like, do you think, he was asking the younger doctor questions.
So he
like,
was
do you
like
think
shadowing,
yes.
PA.
It felt
okay.
Very he said, I'm assisting Dr. Blank.
Got it.
And I was like, okay, but again, he wasn't nurse clothes. He was doctor clothes.
Yeah, no. That's how it works. Like,
it is.
That is residency. Like, doctors go and they go do trials at different kinds of doctors.
Oh,
like,
so he might have been straight.
What does that have to fucking do with anything?
My fantasy. It has everything to do with my fantasy.
Okay.
Anyway, so they're looking. He's like, I actually don't think it's a... I actually don't think it's a fungus.
Was this the new doctor?
No, it's the older doctor. The new doctor was like, let's put you on this...
Antibiotic
thing. And I was like, I will literally do whatever you tell me to do.
Yeah.
So then I'm like making them joke.
Uh-huh.
My doctor has like salt and pepper hair, but Kelsey, it's literally like salt... pepper.
Oh, suspicious.
And I go, he was like, oh, I forgot. Like, I have like, I guess I have daddy vibes. I'm like, you're giving Cruella DeVille.
Wait, he said I forgot I had daddy vibes?
Yeah.
What did you say that?
I must have said something. Oh, okay. Because I
was
like, Botox.
I was like, sir, I think you're in a porn. You're just describing a porn to me. Your doctor was like, well, so let me see your tongue. Stick it out.
Okay. What
I have daddy vibes.
What it was I was asking if I have a headache, will you give me Botox? Laugh, 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 yeah. Laugh, laugh. And he's like, why are you getting Botox? I was like, babe, I've been getting Botox.
Yeah,
like,
that's why.
Look
so young.
And he's like, oh, I don't think I will. English isn't his first language, but he speaks great English.
Yeah.
And he said something along the lines of, oh, I'm like, I'm older. I'm settling into it. I'm like, he said something, daddy. And I was like, oh, no, you have Cruella DeVille because his hair is dark.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then there was a shift. because it's time to swab my asshole.
So I would like to state for the record yet again that there is no culture in your asshole. And I think these men were playing you, bro.
You are crazy.
I am a doctor.
Any wet hole has culture.
My gynecologist is my best friend.
Oh, what a savage callback.
I know, Kelsey, that there is no culture. Wait, okay. Can I ask? They're treating it like it's a vagina because you have so much anal sex?
No.
No.
They didn't invent a procedure because of me.
You're patient zero.
That's insane.
This was the first anal swab. Some nurse is probably sitting in her car screaming right now that the anal swabs are all the time.
Yeah, anal pap smear.
I just don't.
Anal pap smear.
Choose to believe that. I'm an election denier with butthole smear.
If it wasn't that, I don't know. This just happened hours ago. So like
breaking news.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of like what I could have possibly mistook it for. But no, anal pap smear. Those are pretty unique words.
Don't Google it.
Anyway. So now I'm literally like, I like scoot my pants down. So I'm saying they're like, okay, have you ever seen a little kid pee at a urinal and their butt's sticking out?
With
their... Okay, this is okay.
I've never seen a little kid peeing at a urinal.
Okay, this sounds like such a danger. This is like one of the, it's like universally, it's so cute. Whenever I see it, it's at like a baseball game or like a concert and it makes me laugh so hard. But it's like a dad at a urinal and then a little like, maybe like 4-year-old kid who's at the small urinal next to him and his pants are around his ankles.
Oh, it's not supposed
and his
to
little,
be.
Yeah, and his shirt's down, but his little butt is like sticking out and you're like, that's so fucking funny that this little human is like using, it might be his first time using the urinal.
Aww.
Anyway, that's me. I'm the little kid. So I'm staying there with my pants, my ankles, my butt hanging out of my t-shirt. And I go, do I like literally bend over? And he's like, yeah, just like, and so I like leaned on the table, you know, like the examination table. And then the hot younger doctor is like, okay, you're going to feel like
something in your ass.
He's like, I'm going to.
And you're like, I hope I feel it.
He's like, I'm going to insert and there's going to be some pressure for like 20 or 30 seconds. And I went, I've had dates less than time than that. And the older doctor dies laughing. And now this dude's just like,
me and you are a gyno doctor's nightmare and dream patient.
Listen, they should have paid me by the end of that session. I had them both laughing so hard.
They're talking about you to their family tonight. They're laughing.
I hope they look me up and they go, oh, God, that's why he's professional.
Stop.
Anyway,
they swab your butthole.
They swab my butthole. They got theirs.
They got it. Whatever
and,
it was.
I also got the HPV vaccine.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. Were you there for an STD test?
No, I was just there for yearly physical.
Those Invisalign are doing something to you. It's not happening to me. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. I'm getting better. The lisp is going away, but it's still.
And Tiana also listens to this podcast every week because it's her job.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because this is for last night, aka last week's episode, where you were like, you knew you were getting Invisalign. I said something today. Oh, I was telling Tiana what funny moments we had from last week, and I said Zach Invisalign, and she went, oh, he got Invisalign? And I go, thank you.
Tiana's allowed to space out and zone me out anytime she chooses. I told you.
Wait, why? I can't.
I wish I could have said it. I wish I had said it on pod, but I don't think I ever did.
I can't wait till ChatGPT gets to the point where you can drop in a YouTube link of something and say, find me, or just like the internet, like, hey, find Kelsey Darrow saying the word Invisalign in every video she's ever been in.
Well, this is why I want there to be cameras all over the continental U.S.
Oh, so I can be like, you mean that.
Yes, I do. Everywhere. Okay. Except for like maybe like, certain rooms that would probably eventually be called kill boxes where there's no record of what happened in the room.
I want to be in the room where it happened, the room where it happened.
I don't know what that is. No, I actually.
Kirby
oh my
didn't
God.
Like it. Kirby's barking.
I've never seen Hamilton. I don't need to. I get it.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Hamilton.
What about him?
Getting the presidency stolen from under his feet. He's kind of like the Kamala Harris of the 1800s.
Oh, yeah? I'm so glad you brought that up. That's such a good lean in.
Are
right
you doing
into
Kamala?
It. I wish.
Oh, well, what is it then?
Fuck you, bitch. I'm going to tell you the best story you've ever heard. It's time for... Hoes throughout history. What do you want to fucking say? Your face looks smug as shit.
You got that one comment saying they like the soundboard. One person pandering to you. Kelsey, don't do it. What is that one? Oh, okay. I actually didn't. We never used that one. Ever.
I kind of forget it existed.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Well, you can't overuse it.
Okay. Well, then don't be so devastating. Okay. Zach.
Kelsey.
Picture this. Late 19th century.
Which is that? The 1900s or the 1800s?
Whoa.
I know.
Don't Google it. Post-slavery America.
Okay.
The land of the free, supposedly. It's still a hot mess of racist violence, but in walks this young black woman.
Harriet Tubman.
Close. Armed with a pen sharper than your ex's pee-pee. And she's ready to set.
Your ex has a sharp pee-pee?
What were we talking about yesterday? A sharper than an animal's fart, than a dog's fart.
Oh, yeah.
Setting the scene. Oh, that was a note for me. I'm setting the scene. Ida B. Wells.
Ooh.
Born into slavery in 1862. In Holly Springs, Mississippi. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I-P-P-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-M.
I don't like that. But although I like Ida B. Wells sounds like, how are you doing? Ida B. Wells.
Ida B. Wells. Put some fucking respect on our girl's name.
Yeah.
Okay, so she was freed by the Emancipation Proclamation, but like freedom in the U.S. at that time meant, sure, you're free. Free to navigate a country that still absolutely wants to see you fail.
Good luck.
Yeah. Ida, she was a star student. She was bright, outspoken, and fiercely determined even as a child. She attended Shaw University, where her parents' work was rooted, so her parents were educators. But life had no chill for Ida. When she was just 16, some years people are getting their cars for the first time. I don't know if cars were invented.
I'm not sure around the proclamation.
Poor Ida. Yellow fever swept through her town, killing both her parents and youngest sibling. One fell swoop. Can you believe? And that's why we need vaccinations. And that's why we need to make sure Ding Dong Doodlehead doesn't get rid of the head of health, the Department of Health, and doesn't require children to get vaccinations in school anymore.
Oh my God.
Which is what he's trying to do. You get shit like the fucking yellow fever. So suddenly Ida went from teenager to head of the household because her parents are gone. So at just 16 years old, she takes a job as a teacher.
Oh, my God.
Just so she can keep her family together. So she can make enough money so everyone can stay under one household. And you have to imagine, teaching was not a glamorous gig for a black woman back then.
Still.
No, she was being paid way less than white teachers. But our girl Ida, she wasn't the type to accept that lying down. No. Even at that age, 16, Ida's favorite pastime. Calling out white bullshit.
Oh, okay.
Because this led her interest into becoming interested in the act of journalism.
Oh, chic.
History says that she was actually the first ever investigative reporting journalist. Isn't that cool?
That's incredible. Fucking know that. How do you do journalism if you're not investigating?
I think investigative is like you are the journalist going to the thing.
Oh, you go like maybe undercover.
Rather than like
maybe
reporting.
Got it.
Yeah, just and being like, tell me about the event this week.
Got it.
Yeah. And not just any journalist, a black woman writing about race, injustice, and violence during a time when saying anything remotely critical of white supremacy would get you killed.
What? This was in 2024?
Fuck, that hurt.
I literally, your brain did
you
not
watched
register
it melt.
You went, no.
I just have to put some respect on that woman's ovaries. Because even like now, Jesus, that's terrifying to do. But back then, couldn't even imagine the balls, the cojones it took.
Oh, my God.
So get this. At 22 years old, our girl Ida buys a first-class train ticket. Now, most people think Rosa Parks was the first to pull this type of move. But Ida B. Wells was on it years before.
Yeah.
What?
No, there's like another woman who did a bus thing too.
Oh.
Before Rosa Parks. It was just like all like timing wise lined up perfectly for her to be like the face of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So Ida bought her first class ticket and took her seat in the ladies car, which was considered first class and reserved for white women. When the conductor tried to force her out of the seat into the segregated color car, Ida physically resisted, clinging to her seat, and even bit the conductor's hand as he attempted to drag her out.
Heck yeah.
It took multiple men for them to eventually remove her from the train car.
Great. No notes.
Fucking love this. At 22, you're in that fucking age where you're just like, fuck the system.
Yeah, and you're like, I know what's right.
Yes. And she wasn't having any of this getting kicked out of the train car. No, no, no. She decided to lawyer the fuck up and sue the railroad company. And get this.
She wins.
She wins.
Oh, I don't like that you said initially.
Me neither. She, in a local circuit court in Memphis, actually ruled in her favor, awarding her $500 in damages. Keep in mind, this is in 1884.
So is that like...
$500 is a lot of money.
$100,000.
Probably is a big deal. Not just the money, but like the principle.
Yeah, it sets a precedent.
Yes. But railroad company, they couldn't let our girl win. They just couldn't stand to see her thriving. So they appealed the decision and it went all the way up to the Supreme Court 3 years later in 1887. And the Tennessee Supreme Court reversed the ruling. Not only that, but the justices claimed that the public carriers were entitled to segregate passengers for, quote, comfort and safety. Not only did they say that bullshit, but Ida lost the case, had to refund the money, and was ordered to pay court costs.
No.
And you would think at this point she'd be like, all right, an L is an L. I got to know when to walk away because they're really finding a way to fuck me every way left and right.
Of course, it's a huge corporation versus her.
I'm not going to be able to win this. No, no, no. She said, what do I know how to do?
Blow up trains.
Close. Write journalism.
Totally.
Yeah. So remember, she's a teacher. She's got a platform, right? Like, it's not just her job
like
teaching.
Like 8th graders?
Yeah. She has a lot of sway with 8th graders.
So she's becoming known as a journalist, too?
Yes.
Like, she's... Okay, okay.
So she was, like, teaching, but then she was also writing in her spare time. And she decided to write articles about not only, like, this obvious crazy train case thing, but the shitty conditions of black schools compared to white schools. So she was, like, putting her bosses on blast, like, putting out all the tea. And she had written this in a local, like, church newspaper, and it got her fired from her job. So now she's out the money. She's lost this case. The doors are closing all over her, one after the other. And she says, you know what? Fuck this shit.
Yeah, good.
Fuck eighth graders.
Yeah.
I don't want to teach them anyway. I'm going to become the editor and co-owner of the Memphis Free Speech and Headlight. What does that name mean? I don't know. It started out really strong.
Yeah, Memphis.
The Memphis Free Speech?
Yeah, and Headlight.
And Headlight.
Is it like an auto body shop and printing press?
And Headlight. I thought it was maybe like Spotlight.
Yeah, maybe.
Like in Boston?
Oh, you don't know
Boston
either. Globe?
No, I don't know.
Okay, I thought you were like leading me.
Don't Google
it. I can
it.
Only teach you so much.
Also, did we take a break yet?
No, let's take a break! Confidants, we all love skincare and makeup, duh, but have you ever considered the way you put it on your face to be just as valuable and important as the product itself? Well, you should. Because since 2019, Anissa Beauty has been leading the way in creating vegan and cruelty-free makeup and skincare brushes that are safe for your skin and the planet. They are known for their viral and award-winning Pinnacle Foundation Brush. Anissa Beauty has become a fan
favorite among beauty lovers. I got the Pinnacle Foundation Brush and I have been using it. Let me tell you what, it turns any like drugstore makeup product into what looks like a luxury, amazing, blur filtered look. And I was like, oh my God, the brush is as important as the product. Okay. All I can say is the Anissa Beauty Pinnacle Foundation Brush is an absolute game changer in my daily routine. It's more than just a brush. It is the gateway to understanding that the tool you use can be more important than the actual product. So check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush as well as several other amazing brushes at anissabeauty.com and get 30% off site-wide with code Kelsey. That's A-N-I-S-A-beauty.com. If you're getting deep into wedding season like we are, Birdie Gray is about to be your new bestie. They've got the cutest, affordable dresses that are perfect for any vibe. Birdie Gray believes that everyone in a wedding should look great without breaking the bank. Amen. That's why all of their bridesmaid dresses start at just $99. They come in all the colors from champagne to all shades of green and even brighter colors like lemon sorbet and lipstick red. Birdie Gray isn't just for bridesmaids, though. They've got gorgeous wedding guest styles, too. And for the brides, they also have a beautiful collection of budget-friendly little white dresses, all under $150. These will have you covered for all the bridal events, from engagement photos to bachelorette and even wedding after party. We've got to talk about their PJs, which I have. They are so soft. These are perfect for like a bridal suite or just lounging around. And best of all, Birdie Gray offers free fabric color swatches to nail the perfect bridesmaid dress look for the crew. Visit birdiegray.com now to get your first 6 swatches for free, available for a limited time until December 3rd. That's birdiegray.com to find your dream bridesmaid dresses. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you are definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. The good news is we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Now tell me, we've all felt this before, but are you experiencing PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, or uncontrollable cravings? What about racing thoughts and low moods? How about poor sleep, honey? We are all so guilty. What if you have no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Hormone Harmony is not just some hormone supporting supplement. It becomes a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. What? That is fast. And for a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Kelsey at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Kelsey for 15% off today.
Really good timing. What do you think so far of our girl?
I mean, I'm obsessed.
Aren't you glad we're giving this time to a powerful black woman instead of, you know who, poo poo head, doo 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 face?
Always.
Amen. Okay. Now it gets a little dark here.
What do you mean gets dark? She's like darker. Lost her job. She lost her her court case.
But remember, she started her newspaper because of that. Oh, yeah. So, you know, she's not feeling stopped.
Okay.
She's feeling empowered by those doors being shut.
Great.
So this is also kind of the thing that people know Ida for. This is like what her namesake is usually resonates with people. In 1892, 3 of Ida's friends were lynched by a white mob. Ida was like, fuck this. You know, like, holy shit, this impacted her in a major way.
Of course.
Ida's friends Thomas Moss, Calvin McDowell, and Henry Stewart were successful black businessmen in Memphis. They co-owned a thriving grocery store called the People's Grocery, located in a predominantly black neighborhood called The Curve. Their success of their grocery store posed a threat to nearby white-owned grocery stores because they were making more money, though. Mm. And the tension between the competing stores boiled over, and some black and white boys outside of the store got into a fight. And Moss, McDowell, and Stewart stepped in to protect their business. They weren't like siding with one place or the other. They were like, hey, not in front of our store.
Totally.
They were arrested anyway. And while in jail, a white mob forcibly removed them from their cells and lynched them in cold blood. Like, how do you kidnap someone out of jail?
This happened a lot.
God, it really does go back to those old timey movies where like anyone who knew the guy that had the keys, they were just like,
yeah. Also, they can, the key guy can be like, they overtook us.
Yeah.
Like, and back then it was like, they had like revolvers. They didn't have like automatic security. Weapons and like secure and vests. They just like a mob of people come in and they go like, get, let us in or we're going to like torch this place.
Yeah. So,
but also they were probably racists who were holding the people.
Most likely that. Yeah. So Thomas Moss, one of the men, was not only a friend, but also the godfather of Ida B. Wells' first child. His last words were a haunting message. Tell my people to go west. There is no justice for them here. The tragedy made it glaringly clear that black people were not safe, even when they were successful, law-abiding, taxpaying citizens. She revealed... So she decided to take this matter into her own hands. She was like, fuck this, and started investigating more lynchings across the South. She published her findings and exposed this horrific practice wasn't about justice or protecting white women, which is what they said like lynching was allowed for back then. Yeah. It was about suppressing black progress and using violence to maintain control. And this, our girl was naming names. She was coming with receipts. She was painting a journalistic story that forced people to pay attention and feel the emotion. And that's what they say by like investigative journalism, like her being the first. I think she was the first one to like actually write a tale of like, you can't look away.
Yeah.
Like, this is such like, a
this
problem.
This is your mayor.
Yeah.
This is your chief of police.
Yes.
This is what happened.
Like, this isn't the weather and what's happening in the community.
Yeah.
This is like, these are the facts. Why news is important. So her work was so powerful. What do you think? Who do you think it pissed off the most?
The president.
White people.
Oh, well, yeah.
A white mob stormed outside of her paper's establishment when the story was published. And she was in so much danger that with death threats and like threats of lynching, she had to flee Memphis. So she moved to Chicago, which was like a pretty big move, like going from Tennessee, like the South, where you're trying to make actual physical change, to having to move all the way up to Chicago. And our girl, she just wanted to go harder. She kept writing. She kept organizing. She kept out calling out the hypocrisy of white suffragette movements for ignoring black women and for basically
that's still happening.
Yeah. Dragging racists left and right and center. So during her anti-lynching crusade, bringing it back to Hamilton, she collaborated with Frederick Douglass and other prominent black leaders. They realized that she had like a voice that so many movements were missing, especially even within the black community.
Sure.
And this caused,
that must have been so scary.
Yeah.
To be the face or voice of a
oh
movement.
Oh my God, right?
Yeah.
And especially like a woman. Holy shit. This eventually led to her getting sponsored to do speaking tours in Europe.
Whoa.
So she would go to Europe and drag the shit out of the U.S. government's hypocrisy and gained international support for calling out the land of the free to be claiming to be what it is not whatsoever. Right. So she was the one who was like kind of a whistleblower.
Good.
Like the Europeans, we didn't have Twitter back then. They had no idea what was really going on.
Sure.
So they were like sending her as a spokesperson to be like, y'all be doing trades and tariffs and such with these kinds of people.
We just had like two cups and one long string.
Very long string. Camp Ida. And while Ida, of course, was a strong advocate for women's rights, she loved nothing more than to call out a dumb white bitch.
Yeah, same.
I fear for the women that would go up against Ida B. Wells because you don't want to fuck with her.
Yeah.
There was a 1913 women's suffrage parade in Washington, D.C., and she defiantly marched with her Illinois delegation, despite being asked to march separately to avoid upsetting white women suffragettes. So they were like, yeah, we're happy for you and all that, but like not in our movement.
Not ours.
And she was like, oh, bet?
That's wild.
Like, you can't even walk in the, like, crazy. She called on the federal government to intervene and make lynching a national crime. And although she did not live to see an anti-lynching legislation passed, because it would take more than a century, for such laws to be enacted. Her groundbreaking work laid a foundation for the civil rights movement. Our girl Ida died on March 25th, 1931 at the age of 68 in Chicago, Illinois. The cause of death was kidney failure, specifically due to kidney disease. But a little known fact, which I actually feel like I was shocked to hear this, she co-founded the NAACP.
Oh my God.
Right? Yeah. Like, I feel like that's not a very widely known fact.
She lives on hardcore.
Right? And even within that movement, in the NAACP, she was known for calling out allies for specifically not listening to Black women within even that organization. So she like had to be the voice of Black women within an all Black organization. Also, a little personal tea about our girl Ida. She had no problem breaking societal norms, obviously. She married Ferdinand L. Barnett, a lawyer and fellow activist who supported her ambitions, which was rare as hell back then. So, like, she basically supported the family.
Whoa.
They had four kids,
aww,
which she's balancing motherhood,
yeah,
writing,
yeah,
activism, touring.
Wow.
I think I'm busy.
Right?
Try being Ida B. Wells.
Dude.
Law in 1988, long after her death, Ida B. Wells was honored with an induction into the National Women's Hall of Fame in recognition for her trailblazing efforts in journalism and civil rights. I'd fucking hope. And in 1990, great year, Ida B. Wells was honored with a U.S. postal stamp as part of the Black Heritage Series, cementing her place as one of the most influential figures in American history. And a prominent phrase that people say even now is, what would Ida do?
Aww. She should be on a coin.
Yeah, when I said that loud.
Or a bill.
Like a stamp.
Garfield has a stamp, I'm pretty sure.
Like this random ass hummingbird has a stamp.
Yeah.
Like who even is she?
Flowers have stamps.
Right? Like why are not all of our stamps Ida?
That'd be cute.
We should give her something more.
Although, aren't stamps probably on their way out?
Actually, you're kind of right. I feel like stamps are not.
Maybe it could be like instead of at .com, it's .ida.
Oh, I like that.
Then we're always like,
who do we call to get that implemented?
Probably the ghosts of our ancestors.
Damn. Well, they didn't seem to be.
They're
doing
not going to be
very
open to it.
Yeah. I feel like that would actually, yeah.
Ida.
Do you think Elon would be open to hearing? It is kind of insane, though, because I was thinking about like 98% of Black women voting for Kamala.
Yeah.
That's an insane data point. I love data. I look at it all day. It's my favorite thing about my job.
Yeah.
98% of anything is
like
crazy.
Wild.
Crazy.
Second to that was the queer community, which is 86% Kamala. That's huge.
Wasn't it also Black men?
Black men were at like 72.
Damn.
I know.
It's also one of those things, like we've talked a lot about it off camera, but just like to be in this bubble where like, we're like, yeah, we see the 82%. Like we see the 98. Like I see that. I don't see the fucking, and it makes me feel dumb that I'm like not more like, aware of, but am I crazy to say that there was like a lot of silent Trump supporting, or were we just really that unaware?
Dude, I'm still begging the universe for some sort of weird leak of information that, yeah, it was like a rigged election.
I have a question. I'm gonna pose a saucy question at you.
Okay.
There was a lot of drama going over TikTok like right before the election, but also people are calling it out like post-election, where influencers, celebrities, people with names were saying things like, I would never say who I'm voting for because it's nobody's business and like voting
they
is a private matter. Yeah, like Reese Witherspoon said this.
No, she came out as Kamala.
But here's the thing. That's where I think some people are getting it twisted, because Reese was like, just a reminder that voting is private and no one needs to know who you vote for. I think she was saying that as a call to Trump people. Being,
yes,
like, hey, remind.
Yes.
But people mistook that as that's her saying.
But in that post, she said she voted for Kamala.
Oh, see, I think the internet was just like dragging her for no reason. But there were
other that's like. So unlike the internet.
I know. There were some other influencers who were saying that. And I'm like, how are we misinterpreting like. That
I mean, there is a big either like education gap or like access to knowledge gap or something. Like I can't wrap my head around it, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that the cult of DT will die out as soon as he does.
Which is hopefully soon. We still get Trump supporters on our comments because we ended up on some wrong side of the algorithm.
Sure.
And those are my favorite to read.
Well, I'm trying to think, like, did we gloat at Trump supporters when we won in 2020?
No. I think we were genuinely community feeling, like,
because there's this whole thing about Trump supporters being the sorest winners ever. And yeah, it's very like, ha ha, we won.
Yeah, they're the sorest losers and winners.
Yeah.
We weren't doing, but that's also like, you look at the camp, like the presidential nominees on both sides. Kamala comes out with her acceptance speech saying, we don't back down, you know, like we're proud, like we keep fighting. Not, I don't accept the results of the election.
Which he still hasn't, of 2020.
You tell me he like hasn't signed some like important
paper?
Yeah,
it's like the peaceful transition of power, like paperwork.
Document.
Yeah.
I love that, like, they're like, you have to sign this, bro.
He's like, no.
And they're like, we literally made this for people like you. Like, you gotta sign this, dude.
Well, I'm sure it's one of those things that like any of us updating like iTunes would just click, obviously,
and
accept.
Like, and he's like, what if I don't?
Yeah, he's like, if I don't, it's just like none of them will say that he lost the 2020 election because they don't want it ever to be a soundbite saying they lost.
They refused during all of the like debates and stuff like that. They would just deflect.
A better question would be,
yep. Well, why don't we look at the other?
Can't you just fucking answer the question?
Because they would rather die than ever admit that. I think he would like literally fire someone like point blank period if they said that. I think he did.
Oh, I have heard the juiciest thing or the juiciest like goss is that like eventually Trump and him will turn on each other.
Oh, yeah. Well, him and Pence.
Yeah, I'm saying.
It took till literally the last day possible of his presidency, but he turned.
There's no way.
Like I said, I think Vance is a puppet to be bought, and I feel more comfortable with him in power than
interesting
because he's flip-flopped before. Why wouldn't he flip-flop again? He's literally from like a Glenn Close movie.
I know, Hillbilly Elegy.
Like, what?
I know,
he's been swayed by the entertainment industry before. He knows he's a that's what I'm saying, he's a wheeler and dealer, bro.
Totally.
There's no way
he's playing a part.
Yes, he's 100. He's probably a Democrat. He's probably a fucking Democrat.
That's eerie to
that's
think.
Tea. But he's like a clout chaser. He reminds me of Sir in that way.
Oh,
I didn't even bring him up.
I know. It's like we can't
get rid of it.
Is there any childhood trauma you want to bring up?
No, I think it's a chip on my shoulder or whatever, where I'm just like, anytime I have to remember, it's that meme that's like, God, why did I do that?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, but at my big old age, I don't like making mistakes like that.
Yeah, but well, it happened.
Yeah.
And hopefully the test will be when the universe sends another sir.
Yeah.
Like as of now with athlete, you're doing great.
Oh, yeah. No notes.
So I think honestly, sir did you a big service.
Sir did a service?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. You know what else I meant to tell you? You should be posting anytime you're going on tour. You should be posting it in the Confidently Insecure story.
Oh, yeah, I might do that.
You should. That's where like people want to see you and find you.
So I honestly would have gone to my grave not thinking about that.
That's because you don't like extra work.
I do not like any business side of entertainment.
You don't like work, period.
I wanna walk out, be myself,
joke,
go home.
You wanna go to the doctor, tell a funny butthole joke, get your fingers deep in the butthole.
Get a swab, get a culture.
Well, I'm still out on that.
Maybe the next episode will be about anal
swabbing.
No, what's it called? Not per diem.
What?
Anal schmear.
Stop saying anal Pap schmear.
Schmear.
Schmear is what you put on a bagel.
I'll take the everything bagel with Zach's asshole.
With Zach's ash schmear.
Zach's ash schmear. A big old schmear.
I can't wait till you're a billionaire and can do dumb shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
We keep talking about dumb brands that we're going to create, and you should make that.
I think I will. Isn't it called like white labeling where it's like a product? Yeah. For like an oat milk or not oat milk, like nut milk. We've talked and about call it Zach's nut juice.
Milk. Oh, juice.
Yeah.
That's going to throw people juice and milk.
But the funny thing is like nut juice.
No, I know. I'm being the Trump supporters in the room. I hated that. I didn't even like wearing it as a costume for a second. Hey, what do you have? Google it.
I am maybe on the road still, but I don't know if I am. I'm opening for Taylor Tomlinson when this comes out. I don't know.
Oh, the 18th, I think?
Okay, yeah. I'm opening for Taylor Tomlinson in Savannah, Georgia, November 22nd and 23rd.
And are you done with your shows?
Yeah, I'll be done with my shows.
This weekend.
For the year. And then I'll... Yeah, I mean, it'll be December. Yeah, not much is going on then. The new year, I'll have more tour dates to announce.
Yes, and go to a show. I saw his hour special, and it's so fucking funny. I loved it. I could hear it a million times over and still laugh every time. Hey, Don't Panic Retreat. Chapter 3 is happening in Calicoon Hills, New York. It's only an hour and a half outside of New York City. You could drive. You could go from Philly. You could go from Chicago. And the best part about it, it's only $2,200, which is like the cheapest fucking retreat.
It's like $500 a day.
Literally. I looked up other retreats and I was like,
oh, this is a good deal.
This is crazy. This is a good deal. I should go. You can get tickets at don'tpanicretreat.com. Give us a follow, a rate, and review.
Yes.
We love reading reviews on this podcast.
Yum.
And until then,
bye.
Don't forget to get your butthole smeared.
Okay, yeah, get a smear.
Bye.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.